I'd already been studying the subject of the mind for several years since I'd been in the university, and this added just a little fillip to the sauce. And I shortly after that, wrote a book which has never been published called Excalibur, and which, according to the New Yorker, anybody can have a copy of for $1,500. That's not true. I've never permitted it to be copied, mostly because you now have most of the information in it, and because it itself is rather antique and out of date. It was merely a plot of things. But this was an immediate bout with death, which I eventually remembered, one kind or another. And the only reason I mention it is because it happens to so many people, and they never mention it. They just never mention it. They go and kick the bucket and come back to life again, and somebody or other invalidates them slightly, says, well, people always have strange dreams under gas or something stupid about this thing. And so they shut up about it, and they never say anything about it again. Well, this fact that one has lived before is so restrained that it itself is the reason why it is forgotten. The restraining of it is the reason why it is forgotten. The unpopularity of it in other ages brought about the forgetter mechanism itself, which causes an occlusion on the subject of death. In other words, that one cannot talk about it is enough all by itself to continue to cause the forgetter mechanism. Now, we would run a poor process over a short period of time if we tried to get a fellow to do enough forgetting to forget all about death and therefore get it into stimulation again. An easier way to plot this would be to ask somebody to whom he could tell the fact that he had been dead. Now, you could just ask somebody this, whether he'd been dead in this life or not. You could simply ask somebody this. You say, as an auditing question, you could say, to whom could you tell the fact that you have been dead? Well, now that's a very fascinating sort of a thing all by itself. And it works something like, tell me one person in the world who does not believe you were insane. It's has a fantastically catalytic effect upon a person. A person, you know, sort of believes he's going wog and spinning and so forth, and you ask him that question. I'm telling you this seriously. Tell me one person in the world who does not believe you're insane. You've broken the agreement chain. All right, so you could ask a similar question. Tell me one person in the world who believes you live more than once. And you would get a similar concatenation reaction.